A Smithton man is facing a felony for allegedly soliciting the murder of a woman on a social media site recently in Pettis County. Probable cause statement says the Pettis County Sheriff's Office received a report of a Facebook post made by 35-year-old Joshua Jones, who allegedly took a photo of a female victim and entered a caption stating he would pay $2,800 for the murder of the victim on July 3rd. Deputies spoke with the victim, who stated she was outside earlier that morning and noticed a male subject, who was later identified as Jones, taking a picture of her from a vehicle. Jones allegedly said, quote, "You'll pay for what you did," end quote, before driving away. Victim stated she didn't recognize Jones or why he was threatening her. Jones was later apprehended that day at his residence. Online court documents say Jones has been charged with a Class E felony for first-degree stalking, with bond set for $15,000 cash or surety. Jones' initial hearing at the Pettis County Circuit Court is pending. A Branson man is facing several felony charges for allegedly resisting arrest and assaulting a police officer in Boonville on Monday. A probable cause statement says just before 8 a.m., Boonville police officers responded to a disturbance in the area of Orchlands Farm and Home. While en route, the officers made contact with the suspect's vehicle in the 400 block of Americana Street and spoke with the driver, 39-year-old Robert Brockting. Brockting reportedly was acting suspicious and smelt of burnt marijuana. Officers tried to detain Brockting, but he fled on foot and fought with the officers for an extended period of time. Brockting reportedly tried to take the officer's taser gun as he was being subdued, where the officer sustained a large scrape on his forearm. After detaining Brockting, officers found him in possession of 8 grams of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Online court documents say Brockting has been charged with a Class E felony for resisting arrest and 2 Class D felonies for possession of a controlled substance and third-degree assault on a special victim. Bond is set at $20,000 cash or surety. Brockting's initial hearing at the Cooper County Circuit Court is pending. And Southern District Commissioner Monty Finner announced a cancellation of an event that had been planned to be held later this year on the Marshall Square in the courthouse grounds.
We have a cancellation from the Mental Health Department of Missouri. The first annual Optimistic Beginnings Mental Health Awareness Fair and Fundraiser has been canceled due to unforeseen circumstances.
So that two-day event originally was scheduled to be held on Friday and Saturday, September 7th and 8th, has been scratched from the calendar. KMMO News Time is 5:35. Carol Weiss, age 59, of Fayette, died earlier today. Arrangements are pending at Fremont Free's funeral home in Fayette. Funeral services for 75-year-old Kim McAlfie of Carrollton, who died Friday, will be at 10 a.m. tomorrow at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Carrollton. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. The family will receive friends until 7:30, with a rosary service to follow at 7:45 p.m. tonight at Bittaker Funeral Home in Carrollton. Funeral services for 59-year-old Neil Upton of Green Ridge, who died July 5th, will be at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Sedalia. Burial will follow at Green Ridge Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 6 to 8 o'clock tonight at McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia. Funeral services for 85-year-old Ernest Eckhoff of Sweet Springs, who died Friday, will be at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Concordia, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. Mary Carolyn Neal Cunningham Marple, age 103, of Bosworth, has died. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. on Friday at Bittaker Funeral Home in Carrollton, where the family will receive friends from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow. Burial will follow Friday services at Coloma Cemetery. A celebration of life service for 84-year-old Jane Lucille Holly Appleton of Sedalia, who died July 2nd, will be at 10 a.m. on Friday at Heckert Funeral Home in Sedalia, where visitation begins at 9 a.m. Private burial will be at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. Funeral services for 82-year-old Myrna Louise Feffitt of Higginsville, who died yesterday, will be at 10:30 a.m. on Friday at Salem United Church of Christ. Burial will follow at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. Visitation will be held from 6 to 7:30 p.m. tomorrow at Kaiser Wieger's Funeral Home in Higginsville. Funeral services for 84-year-old Bill Hutchinson of Kansas City, Ann Tipton, who died yesterday, will be at 11 a.m. on Friday at Tipton First Christian Church, where the family will receive friends beginning at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at the Tipton Masonic Cemetery. Meisenheimer Funeral Home in Tipton is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for 87-year-old Mary Ann Tunnell of Odessa, who died Monday, will be at 2 p.m. on Friday at Ralph O. Jones Funeral Home in Odessa, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Odessa Cemetery. Services for 66-year-old Donald Wayne Burnett of Boonville, who died Monday, will be at 1 p.m. on Friday at Howard Funeral Home in Boonville, where visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. Burial will follow Friday services at St. John's Cemetery in Billingsville. A prayer service for 64-year-old Kim Tolliver of Hughesville, who died Sunday, will be at 7 p.m. on Friday at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where the family will receive friends beginning at 6 p.m. Funeral services for 23-year-old Thomas Painter Jr. of Bosworth, who died July 5th, will be at 1 p.m. on Saturday at Bittaker Funeral Home in Carrollton, where the family will receive friends beginning at 10 a.m. Funeral services for 67-year-old Catherine Rudd of Knob Noster, who died yesterday, will be at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday at Heckert Funeral Home in Sedalia, where the family will receive friends from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Friday. Burial will follow Saturday services at Crown Hill Cemetery. Memorial services for 49-year-old Aaron Kafka of Lexington, who died yesterday, will be at 2 p.m. on Sunday at Walker Nadler Fuller Funeral Home in Lexington. Funeral services for 97-year-old Edna Eckhoff Becker Smith of Concordia, who died earlier today, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday at Bethel United Church of Christ in Concordia. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Concordia is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yant.